In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good afternoon, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I've been thinking about what so many people have been saying to me. I tell them, "You are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ." But I don't feel it. That's the answer. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't feel it, then look at a crucifix and see that he died for you. It's not about our feelings. My father used to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to go and paint because he cared for his family. I'm sure he didn't have great feelings of love. He just did it because he needed to do it. So when we feel the love of God, that's wonderful. But he loves us whether we feel it or not. And we need to come to faith in that reality, that Jesus Christ loves us. How do I know? I look at the cross, and on the cross he says, "I will draw all men unto myself." Oh yes, he loves you. He is crazy about you. He has plans for your life. Yes, for you. You say, "But I'm not worthy." Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Only Jesus is worthy. Do you understand that? I am not worthy either. But the Lamb that was slain is worthy. And he gives himself to me in the Holy Spirit. And he gives himself to you in the Holy Spirit, whether you feel it or not. If I waited for feelings, I would never ever be broadcasting on the radio. It's not about feelings, it's about truth. Truth, love, and Jesus Christ is truth, and Jesus Christ is love. I'm looking at the 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our ancestors were under the cloud. Remember, they were under the cloud that went by day and by night the pillar of fire, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, the manna, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock is Christ. This is amazing. They drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock is Christ. But you know what? He calls Peter a rock also. "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." People said Peter could not be the rock. Well, you know, if I can be a child of God because Jesus is the Son of God, what's greater, Peter being a rock or people who believe in Jesus become children of God? All who received him have become children of God. Let me continue. "And the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness." Why? Idolatry. Sexual immorality. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters as some of them did. As it is written, "The people sat down to eat and to drink, and they rose up to play." Oh yes, to play, that's sexual play. That's what he's talking about. not checkers. We must not indulge in sexual immorality. Why? Because our bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? We are not to indulge in sexual immorality because we are temple of the Holy Spirit. And we cannot sin against our own bodies if we are temples of the Holy Spirit. It's evil to sin against our own bodies in sexual excess and immorality, as some of them did. And 23,000 fell in a single day. That's the Old Testament. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Yes, they were destroyed by serpents. I tell you, we need to live pure lives. We need to live faithful lives. We need to live faith which comes about through love. Oh yes, we need to live love and not to be anxious about sexual matters. It's all about love. And love is more than sex. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And do not complain as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Don't complain. Don't gripe as some of them did. Manna, we're tired of this manna. We're tired of this bread from heaven. They complained. They complained. We want meat. We used to be in Egypt and we ate garlic and we ate vegetables and we ate good stuff. And here in the desert, the only thing we eat is manna. Oh, they complained. They complained. They forgot that they were bond slaves of the Egyptians. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the ends of the ages have come. We are in the end of the ages. Christ is coming back. When? Only God the Father knows. He's coming back again as the judge of the living and the dead. Oh yes, oh yes. And the last enemy to be defeated is death. Do you know that today? So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. In other words, if you're proud and arrogant, think, I'm standing in the faith. Watch out, lest you fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to every person. Every person has been, we have these temptations that has, for me and for you, my temptations are not new. Everybody is tempted. Not common to everyone. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tested beyond your strength. Do you believe that? God is faithful. The name of Jesus in Revelation is faithful and true. He will not allow you to be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, He will provide the way out. I tell you, this scripture passage is sometimes very difficult to swallow because the temptations are so great. But this is true. This is true. This is true. He will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. We saw several weeks ago bringing idols into the church. Oh no. You know why it's evil? Because the idol is stuck with the demons. Yes, at Amazon, the idols are stuck with demons. So we do not want to worship idols because they are in cahoots with the demonic. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. Do I speak sensible to you people? Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessings that we bless, the Eucharist, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The cup of blessings that we bless in the Eucharist, is it not a sharing or a communion in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Oh yes. Remember Jesus said about the Eucharist, as often as you do these things, do them in memory of me. The Catholic Church does it every single day in memory of Jesus Christ, making present the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus, making present the one sacrifice of Calvary. Oh yes, the one sacrifice of Calvary, because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And that bread is Christ. That bread is Jesus. Oh yes. I received Jesus this morning. I received Jesus as Eucharist this morning. Thank you, God, that He's in my life. Thank you, God, that He came to me this morning. I, who am a sinner, saved by grace. Consider the people of Israel and not those who eat the sacrifices. Are they not partners in the altar? What do I imply then? That food sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons. Yes, the demonic is in the idol. The demonic is in the idol. It's not only an idol, but the demonic is part of the idol. Worshipping the idol is to worship the demonic. And no, and not to God, I do not want you to be partakers with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Or are we provoking the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? All things are lawful, the apostle says, but not all things are beneficial. Everything is lawful for him, but everything is not beneficial. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Oh yes, we are to live to build up the church, to build up the people of God. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do not seek your own advantage, but that of the other. Yes, stop thinking about yourself. You know, I have people that they're constantly taking their spiritual temperature. Forget it. Build up the body of Christ. Care for people. Bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Eat whatever is sold in the marketplace without raising any questions on the ground of conscience, for the earth and its fullness are the Lord's. 24th Psalm. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you without raising any questions on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then don't eat it. don't eat it, out of consideration for the one who informed you, and not for the sake of conscience. I mean the other man's conscience, not your own. For why should my liberty be subject to the judgment of someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, I partake with thankfulness. Why should I denounce because of that which I give thanks? So whether you eat or drink, or whether you do everything for the glory of God, whether you eat or drink, whether you smile or frown, do everything for the glory of God. We live for His glory. We want to glorify the Lord. How do we do that? Many times when we sing, we glorify the Lord. Yesterday, I sang, and it was a little off key, but I did the best I could. It glorifies the Lord. When we receive the Eucharist, we glorify the Lord, because He said, as often as you do this, do it in memory of me. And it is the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Give no offense to Jews, give no offense to Greeks, or to the Church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in everything, I do not seek my own advantage, but that of many. He seeks the advantage of the church. Oh yes, remember what Paul said yesterday. I don't take any money from the Corinthian community. I make my own money by making tents. And I don't take any money because I don't want anyone to say I do this for money. Oh yes, he did it out of love to build up the body of Christ, so that they, chapter 11, may be saved. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. I can't say that. Be imitators of Father Tom as I am an imitator of Christ. I want to tell you, I am imperfect. I do it the best way that I can. The apostle could say that, but I cannot say that. Be imitators of me. Oh no. Oh no. Be imitators of Jesus. Let His love transform you. Let His love go before you. Be imitators of me, St. Paul says, as I am of Christ. I commend you. Remember me in everything and maintain the traditions just as I handed them to you. But I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the husband is the head of his wife, and God is head of Christ. Any man who prays or prophesies with something on his head disgraces his head. Any woman who prays or prophesies with her head unveiled disgraces her head. When we feed the homeless, we call out, take your hats off, to the men. Take your hats off. And we bless them and we bless the food. Then they put their hats back on. It is one and the same thing as having her head shaved. For if a woman will not veil herself, then she should cut off all her hair. Do you know that? That's what St. Paul says. You know, veils are coming to be in fashion now again. I don't think that God commands women to wear veils, but they can. They can. But it is disgraceful for a woman to have her hair cut off or to be shaved. She should wear a veil. For a man ought not to shave his head veiled, since he is the image and reflection of God. But woman is the reflection of man. Indeed, man was not made from woman, but woman was made from man. Neither was man created for the sake of a woman, but a woman for the sake of a man. For this reason, a woman ought to have symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, or man independent of woman. For just as woman came from man, a man comes through woman. That's it. A man comes through woman, a woman that's pregnant, a woman that gives birth to us. I just want to tell you, we need to respect women. We need to respect women as we respect Jesus' mother, the Virgin Mary. We need to respect women. It is so important. But I want to tell you, there is a difference between man and woman. And there is a difference in jobs between man and woman. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Why? Because a man is the image of Christ, and the woman is the man's wife, and she is beautiful, and she should be protected by the man. She should be loved by the man. As he loves his own body, he loves the woman that is his wife. But all things come from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head unveiled? Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head unveiled? Well, I would say it's okay. If you want to wear a veil, wear your veil. Does not nature itself teach you that a man wears long hair? It is degrading to him. But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For her hair is given to her for a covering. But if anyone is disposed to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. We are free. God has given us freedom. The Word of God says, for freedom, Christ has set you free. So if a woman wants to wear a veil, glory to God. And if a woman doesn't want to wear a veil, glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because we are free in Christ Jesus. We are not free to sin. We are not free to sin. No, no. Sin is of the devil. We are free to love, free to care for, free to build up the body of Christ. We're free to do that. We are not free to hurt each other. We are not free to talk about each other. We are not free to condemn each other. Like people say to me, Frank Sinatra went right to hell. And you know what I say to them? I did not die for Frank Sinatra. I did not have nails through my hands and through my feet and a spear mark in my heart. Let the one who died on the cross judge Frank Sinatra and everyone else. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We just want to remember that we have been set free, but if our freedom hurts somebody else, we better not use that freedom. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.